Com. Okay, Lee, I want to bring on our first guest today. It is a pleasure to finally talk to and meet Joy Bauer. Now, I've seen Joy for the last, I don't know, it's got to be the last 4 years on the Today Show. And I always said, man, we got to get this lady on our show. She has a new DVD out. It's called Joy Bauer's Slim Down Workout. And she's also a New York Times bestseller. She has the books Your Inner Skinny, Joy Bauer's Food Cures. And it's always a pleasure to see her on TV. Joy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. And it is a tongue twister.
I didn't realize it, but it is. It really is. I'm going to say that 5 times, and I don't think I'm going to get it right either.
You know, when I was telling people that she was coming on the show, they go, the one from The View?
I have to tell you the funniest story. I once got a phone call on my machine from a woman who said, you know, I have high cholesterol. I went to my cardiologist, and he referred me over to you. Who knew, aside from being a comedian, that you were also a nutritionist? I had to call her back and say, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. Now, that's Joy Behar. I'm Joy Bauer.
Now, Joy, you were just talking about your centers. Now, I realize that you have centers in New York City. You also have them in Westchester County as well. Now, are these places where people can come and consult with you and also – is it exercise classes as well? Or tell us about the centers that you have before we start getting into the DVD.
Sure. Well, you know, most people know me from sort of talking about mainstream wellness and eating to lose weight. But really, the earlier portion of my career was spent in academics. So I do a lot of counseling for people that have medical issues. And really, the centers are places where people can come, their doctor referral the majority of the time. And, you know, people that have anything from different types of cancers or high cholesterol or high blood pressure or even kidney issues or diabetes, they can come and they can sit down with a nutritionist and really figure out a diet plan that will help them to get back on track.
I see. So, but do you have any, but now, is this part of your day-to-day, day-to-day operation stuff? Are you actually still seeing patients, or are you out of that and into writing books and, you know, going on the Today Show and doing appearances?
Yeah, so what I do much more of now, I would say, you know, the majority of my time is spent doing television, writing books, making DVDs, and also I have this great website that has a ton of free content on it. It's joybauer.com, and really just getting information out to people that need it, whether it just be about losing weight, boosting energy, enhancing your mood, you know, whatever it may be, there are so much that you could do just through everyday foods and exercise. As you guys know, I don't need to be telling this to you.
Sure, sure.
I did not know that.
I know, well, you know, I thought
it was some the magnet bracelet. Not the magnet bracelet. Well, I got a magnet bracelet.
When I see
I'm all for a placebo effect, too.
That's right. That's right. When I see a celebrity like you, Joy, on TV, and I know that you're a nutritionist as well, like I see this guy, Dr. Drew, and it's almost like I want to have it. I know he still practices. Like, he still sees regular
people. How weird must that be?
I know. Imagine if you had, like, I want to have an addiction problem to just go meet Dr. Drew and hang out with him and, you know, talk about other celebrities. But I think that's fantastic.
Well, I think the majority of experts that you see on TV do meet with people. You know, I meet with people all the time. And, you know, it keeps us practical and realistic. You know, you want to be able to anticipate the things that people need to know about, want to know about. I think when you don't work with people anymore, real people, you lose something.
Right.
Yeah, Dr. Fitness doesn't work with people.
Yeah, I have to work with people, but I wish I didn't have to. I wish I was like you. You know, where I started that way, but I'm now famous enough where I'm like, I don't have to deal with people. I can.
You're
pretty
famous. You are pretty famous.
I don't know, Joy.
And you know
maybe my
way
mother.
More famous people than I know.
You know, Joy, when you have a Jewish mother, you become very, very famous a lot quicker than you really think you are. So
I have that same Jewish mother. She doesn't think I'm so famous.
Now, I bet she thinks Joy Behar is famous.
She does, and she makes a great meatball.
Now, Joy, first of all, how did you get started in the health and fitness? I know that you did you were a gymnast as a child. Is that what got you into this field? I know you have a background in kinesiology and nutrition, but what was the thing that got you into this field?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely gymnastics. I was a competitive gymnast growing up, and I was the first of four kids, and my dad is a diehard jock. And I think he just, you know, instantly started taking me to ball games and introduced me to sports, and I took to it. I did anything there was to do. I loved every single sport, but I really had a passion for gymnastics. And I lived in a gym like 5 hours a day, I would say from, you know, seventh grade on. I went to college on a gymnastics scholarship, and my undergraduate degree was in kinesiology. I didn't even know what kinesiology meant at the time when I first, I was like a deer in a headlight when this woman, a guidance counselor from University of Maryland spoke with me, and, you know, she said, tell me your interests and, you know, what are your hobbies and what are your passions? And then decided I was going to be a kinesiology major, and I remember going back to the dorms where my parents were and hysterical crying. I can't even say it! I don't even know what I'm majoring in! Anyway, that woman was rock on. I loved it. It's sort of a combination of exercise physiology and anatomy and physiology. And it just sort of brings both worlds together. And I minored in pre-med. So when I thought after that I was going to become a pediatrician, but luck would have it that I took a little bit of a sabbatical from taking the MCATs, and I enrolled in graduate school at NYU for nutrition. And all along the way, I was doing personal training with people. I taught aerobics at every single club there was to teach at in Manhattan. And as soon as I started nutrition, the light bulb, you know, went off. It clicked. I had this passion for health. I love working with people. I like to cook. I like to concoct all different things. And who doesn't love to eat?
You sound like the perfect woman. You love to exercise. You love to cook. You love to help others. I mean, this is like...
I keep telling my husband I'm perfect. He's not buying it. But yeah, like, this is my thing. I was supposed to be in this field, and I get to dabble with the medical community. I get to work with people. I love the preventative angle. I love the television, because where else can you hit this, you know, huge, vast audience in such a short amount of time? So effective. I feel very, very lucky.
Why do you think it is that, you know, there's so many smart people like you on television telling everybody the right things to do, but as a nation, we just keep getting fatter and fatter?
Well,
it can't be lack of information.
It can't be lack of information. Not lack of information. And I don't think that it's lack of interest either. You know, we do so many segments on the Today Show, and you see it popping up on all these prime time shows as well, because, I mean, people like to watch it. People want to know what to do. They want to be told. But we have so many things working against us. Gargantuan portions. We're sedentary. We're addicted to food. We love food. The more we eat, the more we want. It's a tough, tough battle that we're trying to fight. But, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm definitely hopeful. And I think that, people want to change. And 50% of it is attitude.
Right. Now, Joy, you were talking about...
Which 50?
What do you mean?
Well, you know what? In your DVD, one of the things you talk about, you give some great little tips, and you talk about the...
There's nothing little about this.
They're big. They're huge tips. And the one is...
Enormous.
And you got to get your mind right. You got to get yourself... You got to find that thing that's going to stimulate you, that's going to be your motivating thing. And that's one of the things... In the DVD, in the Slim Down Workout, you talk about, you know, you give some really key, I think there's about 10 of them, 10 things to do. And one of them you talk about is definitely getting your attitude correct.
Your head in the game.
Get your head in the game.
And, you know, the first time I meet with anybody, I always tell them that losing weight is 50% attitude. It's not rocket science. You eat less, you move more, the weight comes off. But until your head is in the game, it's not going to happen. And the way to get your head in the game is really to do some soul searching and to find your personal motivation. And it can't be something short term. You know, I want to fit into a special dress for a wedding. I love those short term goals.
Right.
Those are great. But you need that significant, enduring reason that's going to be long lasting. Is it because you want to be around for your grandkids, Do you want to feel more comfortable in your skin? Do you want to once and for all lower your cholesterol and boost your energy? Like, those are the bigger reasons.
Right.
And you have to wake up every morning and remind yourself about those particular reasons so that you can stick with it.
Now, when you first got into doing nutrition and being a nutritionist, were you aware of the psychological impact and how much of losing weight was going to be psychological? It wasn't going to be just X's and O's, like, oh, you got to eat this, 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 and this. Were you aware of how much of that was involved in that field?
No, and that's a great question, and no one's ever asked me that before. I sort of have evolved into this food shrink as
right.
I've worked with people. No, I didn't know that at all. I was a science junkie,
right?
And that's what really drew me into the field. But when you start working with people, you know, you can't just give them a script and expect them to follow it to the letter. They bring all kinds of mishigash. You have a Jewish mom,
right.
I could say that
right.
word. But they bring all kinds of stuff and baggage to the
right.
table, to the session. And, you know, you have to figure out how to get into someone's head and, you know, help them to prevail. And it's going to be different things for different people. And that's part of what I really love about this field. It's not cookie cutter.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all plan. And what's going to work for one person is not necessarily going to work for another.
Right.
When you go to those conferences with all the nutritionists, are there ever any fat ones? Because we've never run into a fat nutritionist.
There are fat nutritionists. And you know what? Some of those fat nutritionists, by the way, are very, very good at what they do.
You see that, Lee?
They've got their own stuff.
It's like personal trainers, Joy. You know,
would you go to a fat nutritionist? I don't think I could go to a fat nutritionist.
Well, no. The thing is, you're talking about at conferences. I don't think I've ever seen a nutritionist who's been heavy, you know, so to speak. But,
well, it depends what subspecialty they're working in. You know, if you were told by your oncologist that you were going to some brilliant nutritionist, you know, to help you with whatever cancer you have, you don't necessarily care what they look like. You want their smarts. If you're going to a nutritionist to lose weight or for sports nutrition, they better be in tip-top shape.
Right.
Would you go to an oncologist that smoked?
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't know because he probably won't start smoking until after you leave the session, right?
Absolutely. Now, Joy,
it's like the cardiologist that smokes.
Well, you know,
you want to believe your cardiologist works out every day, but I don't know.
That's right. And they, you know, it used to be where the doctors used to come in the office and they used to have a cigarette.
Smoking.
They used to smoke when they come to when they do their consults with you. Now, with the DVD, I obviously very successful in writing books, best-selling author. When you embarked on doing this DVD, were you scared at all? Were you like, oh, geez, how am I going to do a DVD on exercise? And, you know, what's this thing going to be like? Was it a daunting task? Or are you like, you know what, this is going to be great. I can't wait to do this.
I was so psyched. Because I have this huge exercise background, and nobody knows that about me because there's so much to talk about when it comes to food and nutrition.
I thought you have a dance background from watching the DVD. I thought that you had some little dance.
Oh,
there's some
no.
moves that I saw, Joy, that I can tell. You've been to a couple of bar mitzvahs that you know how to bring out those moves.
I am so inviting you to dinner. No dance background whatsoever. I love to dance, but I don't know how to dance.
I'm telling you, I watched the grapevine. I was watching the warm-up. I saw the grapevine. I saw the step over. I'm like, you know what? I can do these moves. These are things that I could do. So
that was the idea of the DVD. I'm so glad that you said that. I wanted something that was good for anybody. Like anybody who is unfit, a beginner, could immediately move with the DVD and feel like it wasn't torturous and it was comfortable. And if you were an intermediate level, you could totally push yourself and you could make it harder so that you jack up your heart rate.
Right.
But it was sort of like, you know, a comfortable, fun, casual exercise session so that everybody could utilize it.
Right. And that definitely came across. And the thing that I really enjoyed is it's broken down into small segments so that you can pick and choose. You can do the 20-minute, you have a couple of the 20-minute cardio sessions and the strength training segments. But the thing that I thought that was really fantastic were the tips. I really thought
Why
that
are you
that
all
really
choked up about this. It moved you.
It moved me. No, I really liked the tips, and I really liked.
Did you try any of the recipes?
Well, listen, we're going to get to the recipes because Joy, I got to tell you, I am not. I saw the recipes. But I'm not a chef. I can't stand the kitchen. As a matter of fact, I wish it, when I become famous, I want to have my own personal chef. I can't believe that you actually
want to be so famous. She'll be your chef. That's how. That's the level.
I want
of fame.
To be able to hire Joy Bauer to come to my house and cook for me. That's how famous I want to be someday. But yeah.
If you send the car, I will come with groceries. can we hire someone to clean up the way I would?
Yes. Yes. No.
I'm
absolutely.
I'm a great cooker. I'm not that great of a cleaner.
My wife's the same way. She says the same thing. I don't want to. I'll cook, but you have to clean up. I'm good at the cleanup. I'm bad at the cooking. I like to
perfect.
I don't like the. I hate the whole concept of like they have to give you a certain amount. You know, like a tablespoon or a half a teaspoon. I'm like, no, listen, it's all going to go in there. It's all got to go in there at some point. Let's work it all together.
You know what?
Now.
The recipes that I have then on the DVD, honestly, they're perfect for you because I put them together knowing that they were simple, they were delicious, and they were healthy. For example, you can make this grilled chicken parmesan. All you need to do is, with an oil mister, spray the skillet, pop on the chicken breast. And then as it's cooking, you know, get your shredded skim milk mozzarella cheese ready, a jar of marinara sauce. Then you transfer the cooked chicken onto a plate. You put the marinara sauce on. You put the cheese on, and you pop it in the microwave. I mean, you could do it in the oven as well, but how easy is that?
I'd say easy, but I like the kale. I'm going to do the kale one.
Oh, the crispy kale.
The crispy kale.
Is
I'm going to do the crispy kale.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. And that's
I
an unlimited
that.
Food for people trying to lose weight. Like, you can try to gain weight from it, and it will never happen. You can't overeat that food.
Kale, exactly.
Now, don't you think that oil, olive oil mister, is like a key kitchen must-have gadget?
The fat guy uses that for deodorant
it's my
spray.
My most favorite kitchen tool. My most right. favorite. You can trim, for every tablespoon of oil that you don't use in a recipe, you have trimmed 120 calories of pure fat.
Wow.
Yeah, that oil mister was the one of the best things we ever bought.
How come you didn't get me one of those for the holidays? I didn't get an oil mister from you. I should get one.
Because you
things.
Only use things that we get sent in here to the studio.
Oh, that's true. Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I will I'll look
get,
for that.
Get a guest that's an oil mister manufacturer, and then we'll you'll have that. One. Now, wait, I have another question. You mentioned unlimited foods, and you said kale was one of them. What are some other unlimited foods?
The fact I think pizza is one of the unlimited foods. Joy, make sure you tell them it's not pizza.
I'm not going to rest until we get a dietitian that says pizza is an unlimited food.
Pizza is an unlimited food.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding. No, you know what? The unlimited food, the only food that you really do not have to worry about and do not have to portion control are the non-starchy vegetables. So it's, you know, the broccoli and the cauliflower and the bell peppers and lettuces and spinach and mushrooms. There's a ton of them, and I think that the key is to learn how to prepare them in delicious, creative ways. You can roast them. Again, that oil mister is key. With, you know, a little bit of kosher salt and ground black pepper, you can play around with cumin and coriander and all of the, like, the Cajun seasonings. You could also just steam them. You can stir-fry them. You could make a delicious non-starchy vegetable soup, an unlimited food with reduced sodium broth. All you need to do is throw these things in a big pot and let them sit on the stove and boil.
Right. Well, those are great tips. And also in the DVD, the other tips you give, too, are about – you know, try to start off the meals with vegetables, with a hearty vegetable soup as well, or a big salad. All great stuff
right.
for people to do. And you know, I think that it you really combine the exercise, some of the recipes, and some of the tips all in one. I think it's a wonderful DVD, and you know, I thought it was great. And also, you do it with Lisa Wheeler. I think she's been on our show, Lee. I think we've had Lisa on our show, and.
She's a rock star.
You guys seem to be having a lot of fun when you're doing those when you're shooting that DVD.
And Lisa is a professional dancer.
Ah.
So maybe that's where the confusion is. By the way,
you were the tall blonde one, right?
Better than mine. I'm the blonde. I'm
right, you were the blonde, exactly.
With the long legs. They put a disguise on me when
right.
I have to go on the Today Show.
Now, tell us before we go, also, the DVD, you can purchase the DVD, you can get it at acacia.com or your website, joybauer.com. Is that correct, place?
That's exactly right. And you could also get it on Amazon.
Amazon as well. And tell us a little bit about things that we may not know about when you go on the Today Show. I mean, are you ever stressed out now? Or when you go on, is it just like it's such old news for you? Like, I'm on the Today Show today. It's no big deal. It's Matt Lauer. He's sitting over there, and it's no big deal.
You know, it's always a big deal, and there's such great energy when you get there, no matter how tired you are when you wake up in the morning. What I will say is that it's very much so a family feel. The bunch of us that are on regularly, you know, we're social. We really genuinely like each other, and all of them are just as nice off the air as they are on the air. It's not an act.
Right.
It's really not an act, and everybody truly likes each other and gets along and actually socializes as well.
That's great.
But they need better food in the green room.
Oh, they don't have good food? I'm surprised you didn't take care of that, Joy. I'm surprised you didn't make over that whole area and say, listen, it's got to be different. Joy Bauer is going to be in town. Yes.
She's in charge of craft services.
you would think. I mean, we dabbled in that idea for a while, and I know the hosts would love it, but I think, you know, they also have to take care of the guests.
Right.
A lot of different preferences. I don't know. And the funny thing is that a lot of the regulars on the show will bring our own stuff in the morning.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know that.
Matt Lauer, I made him get a refrigerator in his office, and we stock it with all sorts of healthy foods. So,
no kidding.
Go figure. And I'm not interested in changing the green room food.
Now, have you worked at all with Al? I know Al made a tremendous change, and he's doing fantastic. Have you done any work with him at all? Is he strictly did his own thing, and he's on track?
You know what? Like, I'll take the fifth on all of that, but he looks phenomenal.
Yeah,
he looks great. Yeah,
yeah. It's a tough gig to get up that early to do that work.
He works hard. He gets up earlier than anybody because he does that Weather Channel before the Today Show.
Right.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't. I can't imagine. They have to wake up like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. When do they exercise? When are all those people getting to?
Yeah, they're done at 10.
Well, Matt exercises after the show.
Okay.
As does Meredith. I'm sure Al does as well. But Al has something cool in his office. He has
treadmill.
One of those
treadmill
desks.
That
he, like, yeah.
Yeah.
He does his exercise while he's walking. Is that what you guys are doing right
well,
now?
Well, we've talked
right
about
now,
doing
I'm,
the show.
I'm standing up doing cartwheels. That's what I do. I'm spinning.
We talked about
You're
moving.
You're not even out of breath.
That's what my fitness level
that's
is
That's what
very
the fat
high.
Guy does. He's
I'm spinning in a gyroscope right now.
Wait, let me tell you about the show tomorrow. This is actually really fun. I have two spots. One is in the 9 o'clock, well, the third hour, so it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. But I'm doing like a New Year's detox plan, and I'm going to go through a daily menu, and then we're going to have it on the Today Show website as well. But the reason I'm talking about tomorrow's show really is because in the fourth hour with Kathy Lee and Hoda, we're going to do the entire hour show on exercise. Bikes, elliptical machines, and treadmills.
Nice.
So I have a segment on there, so I'm going to have to do the whole entire segment on the elliptical machine.
Are you going to be working out, too? Are you going to be sweating at the same time? Because isn't that a fear, like, to be sweating on national
with
TV?
With the lights?
With the lights.
I got all sorts of fears happening for tomorrow. I got props I have to deal with. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
And then I have to keep coming out in between each segment, letting them know how many calories they burned.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. Well, I got to tell you, it's a great – your DVD, Joy, is fantastic. Also, the one part that I really did enjoy, too, is in the back of it, I went to the bonus extras. You have a great little montage, a photo with your family, with your kids.
It really looked
Was
fantastic.
That your real family, or you brought in, you know, actors?
Was that the real family? It's got to be the real family.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
I'm breaking up. No. I'm breaking up now.
No, it's the real family. The real family, yeah. Well, that's their favorite part of the DVD.
You've got a beautiful family, and it looks
you.
Like one big happy family of eating right and exercising. Maybe you can come to my house, and maybe you can help our family eat better with the kids.
That'd be good.
Always
Today
a challenge.
Show segment.
Yes, Joy. That could, may be a good Today Show segment. Helping Dr. Fitness
you
get
do
his
a nutrition
family
makeover
into
yeah.
shape.
Listen, if you send me the pitch, I'm going to send it right along to the producers. I love it.
Perfect. Well, listen, go to your website is joybauer.com. Pick up the DVD there, Joy Bauer Slim Down Workout. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. We would love to have you back on, and thanks so much for taking time out of your day today.
I would love it. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That is Joy Bauer. Check out her DVD, Joy Bauer's Slim Down Workout, a total weight loss solution from the Today Show, diet and nutrition expert. Get her online also at joybauer.com. You can also get the DVD at acacia.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our Facebook page. Go there. if you want.
Be our
sign
friend.
Up. Be a friend. I'm
it's
not
good karma
beg.
To share our stuff.
It's
you
a
know,
good karma.
FYI.
It's absolutely.
Good karma to share our stuff.
You want to share our stuff, go there and also go to our website and buy our book. What's the name of the book, Lee?
You don't have to do that. Just share our stuff.
I want them to buy the book.
Look, I know you're all about the Benjamins.
I know. I'm about the financial side of this show.
And
the
I'm about just helping others.
To know to
helping others.
Yeah, right. 35 things to know to raise active kids. Pick it up today. It's a great present for your friends, your family. It's not to say that you're raising inactive kids, but it's just saying maybe you need to
if
get
your
a
kids
little activity.
If your kid's shopping in the Husky area, you might be a good prospect for this book.
There's no longer the Husky.
There's no Husky anymore?
They don't have that anymore.
What
it's the athletic build.
Athletic? Is
it's
it?
The athletic build.
Is that
yeah.
true?
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yes. They
hilarious.
Don't have that anymore.